All right. In this episode, I want to talk with you about where in your sales funnel you should get started if you want to start closing deals immediately.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey, what is up? It's Todd, and in this episode, I want to talk to you about your sales funnel. I want to talk to you about looking at your sales funnel in a different way, about how you use it strategically and use video to start pulling in more deals. This is one of those episodes that can change the trajectory of your quarter and of your year, and it can turn you into a superstar, a rock star in your company. And I want you to think of your sales funnel. I want you to draw this out if you are at a desk, draw out the stages. And if not, if you're driving in the car, just use the pen and draw on your pant leg. All right? It'll be fine. Top stage, what is that? The very top of the funnel is awareness stage. Then the funnel gets a little smaller, right? It's like a triangle. Final stage is decision stage. And it's a little smaller. It's the smallest portion of the entire funnel because it kind of looks like, yo, a funnel. So when you're looking at it, I want you to think about where do you get started? So a lot of people think you should probably get started at the top. Like, I almost exclusively hear marketers tell people to get started by creating videos at the top of the funnel. But I don't look at it that way. Like, I want to affect change now. You know, in a previous episode, I told you about a company, a SaaS company that is a $1 billion company, and they were doing a 6-week case study on me to see if my training that I was going to do for 20 employees were going to get used for their employees, their salespeople all over the world. And they put the pressure on me. So I started telling them about where to get started. The place to get started, it's not awareness stage, because how long does it take right now? Write this down on your pant leg. How long does it take for somebody when they get into your funnel to drop out at the bottom? Is it 6 weeks? Is it 9 weeks? Is it 9 months? Is it 16 months? Every business is different. And from my experience, most businesses hate and lament the amount of time that it takes, but aren't thinking strategically about how they can get into that funnel and start making it work for them. So when you're looking at it, you got awareness stage that's probably going to take too long. You've got consideration stage where they're looking at you amongst competitors, and that's a very effective place to get started. But where the rubber meets the road, where parades are thrown and employees' honors, where legends are born, is in decision stage. Because if you can use videos in the decision stage strategically, and I'll explain in just a moment, you should be able to reach up in there, oh, like a plunger to the bottom of it, and just start plunging the bottom of your funnel, and leads will convert into deals if you're tactical about it. So let me give you a little tactics. When I look at that decision stage, and there have been times in my company's history when I was a younger, less experienced, less optimized, and strategic business owner, where at the end of the month, I'd be saying, whoa, I don't know if I'm going to make payroll. I have to look at that funnel and kind of obsess on it and think, where can I affect change immediately? And if you go and start creating personalized videos to the people that are in the bottom of the funnel, meaning the people that have already gone through your sales process, and many of them are a couple of questions away from giving you the magic word of yes. If you can create personalized videos for each of those individuals that answer the questions that you know that they're stuck on, they will fall out in the bottom of the sales funnel and they'll convert into customers. It's basically plungering the bottom of the funnel. And SalesLoft will tell you, they will confirm what I already know. SalesLoft did a study on this, and 75% of late stage prospects that are in decision stage that received a personalized video were a closed deal, a one deal that turned into revenue by the end of the quarter. If you can close 75% of your late stage prospects, you should be sending me a bottle of tequila like that. or even maybe even a bottle of Zin and a bottle of tequila. Like, I would love, if I can help you close 75% of your late stage prospects, I would love and damn right deserve a really nice bottle of Old Vine Zin from California. Nice red Zin, very soft, fruit forward. Oh, I would love that. And my wife would think I was a friggin' hero, and so would you, because you'd be closing deals at faster rates. The way to do it is to not send a video like this. Hey, John, it's Todd. I know you're late stage. Dude, I'm ready to convert you. Don't do it like that. Instead, I want you to think about what their unresolved late stage issues are. You should know if you take notes in every meeting. If you take notes in every meeting, you should see a similar trend popping up. Those are the video. Those are the questions in a video that you should create. Hey, John, it's Todd. I know you've been struggling with how to implement our product, our service, our solution, whatever it is, into your company. I want to break this down and show you just how easy it is. There's three steps in order to integrate, whatever it might be. Answer it, make it easy, give them the right level of excitement, emotional certainty, and clarity, and people will buy from you at freakish rates. So when you look at your funnel, let's recap right now, going for the big finish. When you look at your funnel, the place to get started, to affect change, the place where you're going to get your team so fired up because you're closing deals like a big baller is decision stage at the bottom. Create personalized videos for those people. Plunger, the underside of your funnel. And this is what I would do when I would get to the point where I needed to make payroll at the end of the month. I'd look under the funnel, put my head up there and go, who are the people that are about to close? Start sending them videos. Boom, they start paying. I make payroll. My wife loves me. And then I take her out for a bottle of Zin. When you use my tactic and it works, don't hesitate to send me booze. It'll make my day. And if you think I can affect your entire business, Lord knows I can. But if you think that I can, I got 20 minutes of free learning for you where I'm giving away some of my best strategies, and it's free to the listeners of the Toddcast. You can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. I'm going to teach you, ready for this, how to use it through your funnel. I'm also going to teach you how to create personalized videos, how to create a selfie video, and how to create a teleprompter video that you can use to stay on script and on point. All of that is accessible at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And after watching, if you feel that I can affect change in your business and grow it like a friggin' rocket ship like I did for mine and got my company onto the Inc. 5000 list as one of the fastest growing privately held businesses in America, and if you're ready to do that for your company, just fill out the form, click submit. It'll come to me or a member of my team, and I'll jump on a call and talk about your business for 15 minutes for free to see if I can help you affect change in your company. All right? Wirebuzz.com/remote-sales is where to go. And I will continue to provide more value so you can close more deals in your funnel and have your team celebrate you more often. Boom.